Hey everybody, today I watched Horace and Pete, episode 1. This is a new show by Louis C.K., and it stars Louis C.K. and Steve Buscemi as Horace and Pete, the owners of a bar that was established in 1916 and has been passed down through the family over the years. And this becomes an important point, a story point in this episode, and I'm sure it'll continue in future episodes, the lineage of the family and who actually owns this bar. But that's not the most interesting thing in this project. I'm not really sure exactly what's called. It's a series, and it's shot. Basically has the feel of a stage play, which I think is really cool. I haven't seen a whole lot like this, especially something, I mean, it must be the first of its kind to be delivered in the way that it is, in that it's direct from louisck.net, much like his stand-up specials and his film, what's the one film, Tomorrow Night, is also on there. I highly recommend checking out his special Oh My God and Live at Carnegie Hall, and Live at Madison Square Garden. Actually, all the stuff that's on here, including Todd Berry, the Crowd Work Tour. That's awesome. But anyway, back to Horace and Pete. I got the email. Everybody on the mailing list got the email. No warning at all. Just a very simple email. I think it was just like a single line of text. It said, "New show, Horace and Pete. You can buy it now, $5. That's it. No other information. I was like, huh, I haven't even heard of this. And I don't think anybody had heard of this. Got the email today. Much more detailed about the show. And also as a response, the reaction to the $5 for the one episode. Now, I didn't look into it further. I didn't have time the last couple of days to watch it anyway. So I thought, well, I'll get around to watching it, buying a copy and watching it sometime in the near future. I didn't realize that it's 67 minutes. So it's not... for whatever reason, I was imagining that it was probably like a sitcom type format, so probably around 20-30 minutes maybe. But no, it's a full, it's over an hour of content for just this first episode, and there are comedic parts, but it is not a sitcom. It is not a straight-up comedy. There's lots of serious topics. Health, family, politics, societal issues, all that kind of stuff is addressed here. And it's all done on just primarily one set. And then there are a couple of scenes that take place in the upper level of the bar, which is Horace and Pete's home. I think they both live there. Anyway, that's not too important. It's all performed and captured as though it's like a theater production, a theatrical production, but no audience, so you don't have any crowd noise or anything like that. And so it has this very interesting feel to it. And especially just watching it, I mean, I watched it alone on a somewhat big screen with headphones on. And it's very strange to watch something that would normally be watched among others in an audience. Or at least it feels like it would be watched that way. And I don't know. I just haven't experienced anything. I haven't watched anything quite like that. At least not in the form of video. One of the things that I really liked about it is all of that, that it does have that live kind of off the cuff type of feel to it, that even though it isn't being streamed live to us necessarily, they are recording it. It doesn't seem like they did a lot of takes on the actual day of filming, because there are a lot of very there aren't a whole lot of cuts. They don't cut between the different characters a whole lot, and actually it did kind of throw me off in one scene where Horace's sister, we had a close-up for her during the beginning of her appearance, because a lot of it is shown in either medium or wide shots showing multiple or all of the characters in the entire set. There is a segment where a guy who just got out of prison. Now this, I guess, is kind of spoilers, but this isn't really a spoiler compared to everything else I could talk about. But it's a guy who just got out of prison, and he met his wife in this bar, and this scene really helped to establish like the history of this place even more. The rest of the episodes that does as well, but this was like another added layer that it has affected other people as well, not just the people in the family, that this bar exists. And so he just got out of prison, and the reason he was in prison was because he shot and killed his wife and the guy his wife was having an affair with in the bar in 1961. That's what, 55 years ago, 54, yeah, 55 years ago, which is a pretty crazy story. And it's all, the whole story is in a wide shot, which, you know, I was expecting at some point that we'd come in close, at least a little bit closer on this guy telling his story, but no, we stick on that wide shot and see the entire bar's reaction, or just, I mean, lack of reaction is also a reaction sometimes. And we got to see that in that scene, which is really, really intriguing. The whole thing, I mean, it's not gonna make you feel good. Probably not gonna make your day any better to watch this, but I think it's definitely worth watching, or maybe it will make your day better by contrast, I guess. But, I'm looking forward to see more episodes of this. I guess the episode 2 will be $2 to kind of offset how, the $5 for episode 1 and whatnot. I think it's totally fair. That's a great, totally great price for this first episode, at 67 minutes, and with just the way, I mean, this is about as independent of a production that you can get, and with such a great cast and everything. I think, I mean, whatever price he wants to set, I think is just fine. But for those concerned, it sounds like episode 2 will be $2, and then all the episodes after that will be $3. Now the thing that I, with the price of digital television shows, is that oftentimes the dramas and the sitcoms all cost the same. It's like $2 for the regular, and then $3 or $4, whatever, for HD. And it's the same for the sitcoms, but they're half the length. They should be half. They should cost half as much. So that's why I never buy any sitcoms. But anyway, thanks so much for tuning in. Let me know what you thought about Horace and Pete episode 1 by tweeting me at jkyer, and be sure to visit todayiwatched.com for more reviews all the time. Catch you later. Bye.